All right, I would like for us to spend a few minutes discussing something that we'll go into more detail on this Saturday as we take a look at a harder life. Have you been pleased so far with the reality behind the rhetoric of our president's inaugural address? The reality that has followed the rhetoric. Does the reality of his proposals measure up to the rhetoric? Or was it just rhetoric when he made so many promises about how he wants to do so much for America's forgotten and for those who are struggling financially, etc.? I want to share with you some findings from the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities as they look at the impact that the president's budget proposal for 2019 would have on Americans, particularly on Americans who are the most vulnerable, those hurting the most financially. He's proposing a lot of cuts, particularly cuts for the people who would need help the most. This includes TANF, Temporary Assistance for Needy Families. TANF, Temporary Assistance for Needy Families. Temporary. It cuts, his budget cuts the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families block grant and eliminates altogether the related TANF contingency fund. That's a cut of $2.3 billion. Now, one of the questions that I'll be posing Saturday is when we look at the increases that the president's budget proposals in certain areas and compare those increases to the decreases, the cuts that he's proposing in other areas, will the increases at least bring about a break-even point when you compare the amount, the dollar amount of the cuts to the dollar amount of the increases? Keep that in mind now. Just from TANF alone, he's going to be cutting $2.3 billion. States use TANF funds for short-term, hence the word temporary, short-term income assistance and other crucial supports for struggling families with children, including employment services and job training. Remember our president said that he was going to do something about this whole issue of people having to struggle to get jobs? The budget would also require states to focus a larger share of their TANF funding on work programs, education and training, and child care. Despite the fact that, partly because of bad decisions made by some of our state leaders, states are struggling to handle the financial responsibilities that they have already. Now he wants to cut $2.3 billion and leave it to the states to do more, to pick up that slack and take care of funding for work programs, education and training, and child care. While focusing a larger share of TANF on certain activities that support work is a sound idea, the proposal is problematic, both because the 10% funding cut will undercut the benefit of increased targeting of resources and because the plan fails to recognize that providing income assistance to families that are very poor is also crucial to helping them regain their economic footing. We're going to be looking at this some more, as I mentioned. This Saturday, we'll be talking about this whole issue of whether or not the president's proposals will help or hurt. And does his rhetoric set the tone for the reality of what he will do, or was it just rhetoric? All right. Again, join us each day, Monday through Friday, 1 until 2, on 1550 AM The Voice. On the weekends, from 1 until 3 on 1550 AM The Voice. Also, you can find out each week what the list of guests and topics will be by simply going to speakingwith.com and taking a look at this week's guests and topics. You can also listen online at your convenience by clicking on that link. As we talk about some of these issues that challenge us, as we talk about some of the issues that confront us, I know sometimes it can be tiring, but remember, we deliberately talk about some of the things that are very encouraging and inspiring too. Partly because we need to know about those positive matters, but also so that we can be refreshed and energized, re-energized. So allow yourselves to be refreshed. Find out what really refreshes you, even aside from hearing refreshing broadcasts on the air or even online. What refreshes you? What energizes you? Good, positive, productive ways of being energized and refreshed. Do those things. It really is okay to not only let some of life's best moments come through you, but in order to keep you strong, healthy, able to help others, let some of life's best moments come to you. Till next time.